You are now listening to
In the Streets Radio.
Yeah, what up? Good morning, everyone. Good morning. You are now tuned in to Season 1, Episode 4 of 10 Minutes to Talk with your one and only girl, Nina Capone. Today, we are talking about wearable tech versus theft. That's right, wearable tech versus theft. So, today we diving deep into, well, not too deep. It's only a 10-minute show, right? So we're going to dive deep into the rising trend of high-end store thefts in malls and the fashion industry's innovative counteraction. So what they're looking to do is integrate wearable technology into their designs. And if you're not familiar with how that would work, this topic actually came from a conversation I was having with my husband last night where, you know, he was like, well, how is that going to work? So I was trying to explain to him that it's more than dropping the little bugger thing into the purse. We now can get a lot deeper in that from the tech side of things. So we're talking conductive heat, conductive ink, and heat transfers, right? So today I'm going to jump in a little bit to try to further explain how to explore these technologies a little deeper and how they actually might reshape the retail landscape. We're going to weigh in on the pros and the cons in the future of tech-infused fashion with your girl, Nina Capone, on 10 Minutes of Tech, y'all. 10 Minutes of Talk. 10 Minutes of Tech. Hey, I didn't think about that. I should have made the show that. But anyway, here we go. So if you don't know me already, I am Nina Capone, and I want to welcome you back to another episode of 10 Minutes of Talk. Today, like I said, we're getting into a pressing issue in the world of high-end fashion. As thefts are rising in the malls, right, high-end stores that are located in the malls, the industry is turning to technology, specifically wearable tech within fashion designs. Okay, so this is going to get a little deep and a little expensive. So let's unravel how this is going to look. Over the past few months, high-end stores, pretending maybe Gucci, a couple others. I know the latest here on the East Coast was Gucci. So, and they're located in large malls, and they've seen a string of burglaries. Like, this has been going on and on. So it's not just hitting the luxury brands. It's not like hitting their bottom line per se, but it's also shaping the perception, right? So safety and security for both customers and retailers, which is absolutely more important. So of course, it's affecting the actual designers and the brand itself and their bottom line. I mean, of course, nobody wants to lose money, but also the safety within the stores. If you look at some of these videos online, you'll see that, you know, there's a big safety concern for shoppers. So, and the store owners, right? So let's get into it. So in response, the fashion world is considering integrating wearable technology into their designs to counteract. And I'm not talking about smartwatches or fitness bands. We're discussing advancements like conductive ink and heat transfers. Yes. I'm going to let you take a minute to take that in while I sip my coffee here. Okay, so we're taking it a step farther, you know, and I'm not going to argue. This is what's happening, okay? So keep your eyes open, ears glued to the street. Let's see what's going on. So let's break it down. What exactly is conductive ink? And this is where I struggled trying to explain this to the old man last night, because it's new, and you probably can't imagine it. So I want you to sit and just imagine ink that doesn't just show color, but it also carries an electrical charge. So ink that carries an electrical charge, right? You got to be quite scientific to get this, but it's real. It happens, right? This means that this ink can be applied to fabrics, and then it turns that garment into a circuit. I know, it's a lot, right? It's a lot. It's a lot to wrap your head around, but that's what it is. That's how it works. That's literally how it works. And then we got the heat transfers. So everybody know back in the day, you can take a heat transfer and iron it on one of your shirts, your T-shirts, your pants, patches, whatever, right? This is the heat transfers from your childhood. But think of those as way more advanced, right? So now those heat transfers can carry microchips or sensors in them. Okay? So we're talking conductive ink, right? Conductive ink. So I want you to remember that. Write that down. Take a picture. Look it up. Make sure you make yourself familiar with that because you want to know what you're wearing in the future, right? And your normal heat transfers. So how is this going to stop people from stealing or whatever, right? So the idea is pretty simple, not a big scientific idea. If someone tries to steal a clothing item with this technology, the conductive ink or the sensors and the heat transfer can send signals to the store security system, setting off alarms or, you know, allowing them to even track you. So this is what's happening. This is where we are. It's like, okay, all right. Now, as promising as this all sounds, there are always pros and cons, right? Always, always. So I think I'm going to jump on the pros first. I'll take one call today. If you're interested in giving us a call, you can 563-999-3763. I am live again. That's 563-999-3763. But let's jump into the pros. Enhanced security. This technology can make thefts more difficult and, as a result, can act a little bit as a deterrent for those, you know, thieves who care. Or, you know, they take stuff with the alarm going off. If they bold enough to just walk in the store and snatch it, I feel like it may not be the best deterrent. Maybe for someone buying that wearable technology may have a little more fear than the person who's stealing it. Inventory management. These garments can be easily tracked within the store, ensuring that items are always where they're supposed to be. So, I mean, for tracking purposes, yes, it's a great tool. It'll work, right? Integration with smart stores. A lot of stores are now smart stores. If you do know me personally, you know that that's one of my fortes. I'm in the business of creating smart offices, smart stores. That's what my actual everyday job business is, right? So you think about a smart store where everything has all the latest and greatest of technology, tracking, GPS, geofence. If you're not familiar with those things, I can do a whole talk on that. So just let me know. And then integration. So I said integration with smart store. The tech actually aligns well with the future of retail, right? Because this is where we're going. We're looking at tech. We're looking at metaverse. We're looking at all of these different things that's coming out. And stores are becoming more automated. So right now, for example, the Amazon store, the Wegmans, you can walk in and just put your stuff in the cart and it adds it up for you or whatever, and you pay right there at your cart and bag it up and roll out. You don't got to wait for a cashier. I mean, cashiers, if that was your career, I'm sorry for you. RIP to your career, because that's about to be over, because they're just making it so easy. So as we talk about automation and smart stores and things like that coming on the rise, technology is taking over. Let's get into these cons. Okay, implementing this technology won't be cheap. Let's start there. Like I said earlier in the show, it's going to be expensive, and these costs could trickle down to the actual consumer, meaning your average $200 sneaker could now be a $400 sneaker, right? Because they got to recoup the cost that it costs to make these garments. I think one of my friends posted something this morning about some $2,000 jeans that I was watching. Shout out to Charles Gregory. Big guy in now tech. Welcome to the tech side. And fashion, big fashion guy who has definitely crossed over to the wearable tech, and he's on it. He's doing his thing. So actually should have included him on this show, but this is one of those last minute put together joints, but we will get with Charles Gregory and get some of the latest, greatest tech, wearable tech that's coming, because I'm sure he knows about it all. Okay, back to my cons. So as we talk about the price, the cost is going to be crazy. Privacy concerns. Okay, this is one of the things that I'm big on, is wearable tech always brings up concerns when it comes to surveillance and privacy. So just think about wearing wearable tech. You are somewhat trackable, you know. And again, if you're into tech, you understand that having this type of technology within your garments can make not only you trackable, but, you know, other things could be activated. I won't get into any of it, but just so many other things could be activated. So surveillance and data privacy is very, very important when it comes down to this. And, you know, these things have to be trial tested and figured all out. Then we have environmental impact. Let's talk more about the production and disposal of tech integrated garments. This could definitely pose some challenges to the environment. But I'm sure that they are working through this as quickly as possible. There's a lot of money on the line. There's a lot of big wigs involved. And, hey, this is what it is. So the balance and security and the potential downsides of this technology is delicate. But they're going to still try it, right? The evolution of fashion, the fashion industry, is nothing short of fascinating. If you're into fashion, if you're into high-end fashion, then you know that they're going to try this, whether you like it or not. It's coming, right? So as we wrap up today's discussion, again, I am live, and if you want to hit me up, you can 563-999-3763, as I did get it. I got done on time. I'm so proud of myself. So as we wrap up today's discussion, I want to hear from you again. Feel free to like, comment, subscribe, reach out, DM, I don't care. But I would like to know, would you be comfortable wearing garments with this kind of technology? My second question is, do the benefits outweigh the concerns? I don't know. Share your thoughts with us. Make sure you use, no matter where you post it, no matter what you do, hashtag 10 minutes of talk. That's the number 10 minutes of talk on all social media platforms. Drop a comment in our podcast page. Remember, every perspective is a piece of a bigger picture. I'm going to talk about that a little more as I get my listeners to share their perspective on some of the topics that I'm covering on 10 Minutes to Talk. And of course, we can revisit some of these conversations on another show. We do have a show coming, Random Conversations, which will be another podcast. So that's dropping. We have some episodes dropping from that soon, which is exactly what it sounds like, Random Conversations. So that's going to be a really cool show where we can actually take a deeper dive, maybe even with some of the listeners who are interested in sharing their opinion on some of these topics that I'm covering. Also, Respect the Hustle, where we'll talk to people like Charles Gregory, who is heavy into the fashion / tech industry, where he's really making some noise and really just kind of find out what's going on there and let you guys kind of talk and hear from someone up close and personal. Although I am in tech, I am not in fashion. I don't even know what I'm wearing. I'm still trying to build my own office. So with that being said, as I get back to it, I'm trying to put a chair together this morning all by myself. It's crazy. I'm in a tech, not domestic stuff. So I'm figuring it out. But I'm building a pink office, which I'll share. I'm not the girly girl, but I'm going to try something different since it's a Barbie world right now. We're going to have a little fun with it. And remember, make sure you drop your opinion. Make sure you share and let me know what you think. I want to know your thoughts on using wearable tech, purchasing wearable tech, having wearable tech out there, some of the safety features, some of the risks, and some of the issues that you have. Again, thank you for joining me. I'm Nina Capone on another episode of 10 Minutes to Talk. Until next time, stay informed and stay stylish.